any land. Then the news spread, we can go to Texas and become owners of land free. All we have to do is live on it for 3 years or 5 years, whatever it was, and put it into cultivation and then pay the surveying and recording fee, and then we would own that land. So then there were 21 noblemen in Germany who then wanted who formed an association and called it the German Emigration Company to protect German settlers in the Republic of Texas. They would assist them selling their whatever property they had in Germany, and then bring them to Hamburg or wherever there was an exportation depot in Germany, load them on sail ships and bring them to Galveston. At that time the sail ships required from 4 to 6 months, depending upon the season of the year, how the wind currents were, to make the trip from Germany to Galveston. And then Prince Karl of Solms of Braunfels was one of the 21 members. So he was chosen to go to Texas and make preparations for the first 3 sailboat loads that were to land at the Galveston in November and December of 1844, to take the settlers. I think there were about 175 men, women and children on the 3 boats, to have wagons ready for them and tents and cornmeal and bacon, and to transport them to a place which managers of the German Emigration Company had contracted to bring so and so many number of settlers on in such and such a time. And they had bought out a contract of a man who had a contract with the Republic of Texas on the Medina River. So when Prince Solms came over here, he found that the time limit to settle, say, 3,000 settlers on that land, the time had expired. So Prince Solms found himself in a fix. But at that time there were Fisher and Miller, two Germans who had Americanized their names to F-I-S-H-E-R, Fisher, and M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller, who had an immigration contract with the Republic of Texas to have 5,000 settlers settle on a land area on the San Saba and Llano rivers. And when Fisher and Miller heard of the German Emigration Company being formed over there in Germany to assist